Announcements, evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to the chambers. In an emergency, an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in Carmen or the Amanda via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. I just remind visitors that council meetings are a place of work for staff and councillors. The council committing to meeting its responsibility as an employer and as host of this important public forum by ensuring that all present meet expectations of mutually respectful and orderly conduct. You will possibly have noticed that we have a security guard at the front door there. That's based on our last meeting and the way it went, but also the incidents that have occurred in New South Wales since our last meeting. So please don't be alarmed. It is there for all of us. The audio and visual recording's on. Yes, they are. I now declare the meeting open at 5:06 p.m. Okay, we have no apologies for this meeting. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitora and Panihia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Moving on to confirmation of the minutes. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second the confirmation of the minutes, please? Councillor Dudman as the mover. Seconder, Councillor House, thank you. Any discussion on the minutes, councillors? Councillor Loader.
Thank you, Mayor. I would just like to note that there's a bit of a typo in references to pages 372, 373, 379, 486, and in the AGM on page 5, which is contained in the agenda. It should read HU304Y, not HLY.
That's fine, Councillor. You're probably a little bit early on the minutes that we were acknowledging from the last meeting. So, we'll acknowledge that you're ahead of yourself a little bit, Councillor. But we will note those amendments that need to be made. And the changes have been made. So thank you, Councillor.
Thank you.
You just nearly threw me then, but that's all right. Okay. So we've got the minutes up and going. All those for and against, all those in favour, please say, raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. I'm so excited for the start of the new year, Councillor.
I am.
Well done.
I am.
Declaration of interest. Are there any declarations of interest from councillors?
Yes, there are, Mayor. So we have a declaration of interest from the Deputy Mayor, Cameron, for items 16.4 and 13.2. And also a declaration of interest from Councillor Dudman for item 16.4, which was our Community Grants and Sponsorships Fund.
Thank you, gentlemen. Any other councillors? No? Thank you. Item 6 is the Council Workshop Report, which is listed. We then move on to Mayor and Council Reports, which is page 11. Are there any other councillor announcements to add to that, councillors? Take that as no. Thank you. We're moving on to page 8, which is the no petitions were received for this meeting. Are there any from the gallery? There is one. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, councillors and staff present, my name is Shannon Seedless. I'm a resident and ratepayer of Meander Valley. Further to an agenda item we raised at the last AGM, I thought it might help you to be aware of the overwhelming support for having councillors and the general manager attend the site of the logging coops on Quamby Bluff to see for themselves what is going on there, with a view to becoming more involved with what's happening in our community. Very briefly, we raised a small petition, which I think you have a copy of. I will present you with the original today. Very easily received 192 signatures straight up, two markets. I went down the street last Saturday for an hour and a half. On my way in here today, I got another 5 signatures. I just wanted to present it to you to back up our plea that you come and visit the site. It's so overwhelmingly supported by the community, and I just wanted to show you that your citizens of this community are also for you during the site.
Thank you. Anthony will receive on behalf of council. Thank you. The petition will be tabled in the February 2026 council agenda. At the page, we go to community representations. There's no community representations we'll receive for this meeting. Are there any in the gallery? I think that is no. Okay, thank you. Moving on to public question time. So public questions with notice. We had no questions with notice were received for this meeting. We move on to public questions without notice. Are there any public questions without notice? Yep, okay, sure. So the questions will go for 3 minutes. You're allowed to ask two questions. I'll give you a ding on the bell at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and I'll ask you to wrap up when you're there. So if you can tell us your name and you're right.
My name is Lucinda Springfield. I live at Walton Valley, and I'm a member of Hands Off Club. So I would first like to do a little bit of a preamble before my questions. So I'd like to make sure everybody is aware of the 2016 word of the year by the Oxford Dictionary, and that word is post-truth. I'm sure a lot of you are aware of that. Related to circumstances in which people respond more to feelings and beliefs than the actual facts. So we live in a world of alternative facts. Dismissal of experts, erosion of trust. Spread of misinformation by social media. Now we have the rise of AI, and I'm sure you're all very aware of that. So, did man really go to the moon? Is it true Elvis Presley is alive and well, living in the promised land of Raritan? If you, like me, have the mRNA vaccine, are we now programmed to die? I hope not. So what's the point of all this? Question one, how can you know the truth? So please don't rely on our emotive pictures that we've shown you and the community. Don't rely on that. Don't rely on STT, who will send people a letter that will tell them, hey guys, we're going to make this as good as it was or even better. So my question to you is, how will you know the truth if you don't come up and have a look for yourselves? And my second question is whether you've become a stakeholder yet. So that's something we can all do, including the gallery. So council could become a stakeholder, which I believe, and you do too, hopefully, would be quite relevant, because I notice in your strategic plan that you will advocate for the community, and like our councillors, our mayor, our general manager, we are here because we care. And I know you guys do a lot of volunteer work and time, as we do. So we would love to work with you. So in relation to that, it's just encouraging you to come and visit. Thank you.
Thank you. Two questions, Jim. How do we know the truth? That's a very big, deep question. That's a very broad question. And I guess you're relating to the Conwy Bluff and the logging, obviously, because that's your background. I can't answer that one. I really can't. As much as I would like to, I can't. And as far as your second question, are we stakeholders? I'm sure I speak for my fellow councillors to say that we are stakeholders because we live here. We enjoy the Meander Valley. We enjoy the Western Tiers. And I guess we wouldn't be sitting around the table, we wouldn't be volunteering, we wouldn't be engaging if we weren't stakeholders.
Sorry, just excuse me.
Yes.
The question I should have asked is, are you a registered stakeholder? I appreciate that you care,
STT.
But you need to be a registered stakeholder with STT. That is
okay.
My question.
Right. Well, I'm not a registered stakeholder of STT. So can't speak for other councillors around here, but obviously we'll be discussing this item further in the agenda. Thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
I haven't thought that wide for quite a while on the first question, but thank you. Any other questions from the gallery, please?
Hi there. My name is Stuart Beveridge. I just submitted the two brief questions that I have for you. And they're fairly basic, but it continues on from what Lucinda Springfield was talking about. I was particularly appreciate the strategic plan that you guys have come up with and how broad and effective it is to look at the environment and the community concerns with regard to the environment. And particularly when you use words like the council vision is to nurture and preserve the environment for the community. And I think that's a really appropriate role for councillors to be able to take. And because we get conflicting opinions on what things might be technically, I think it's really important for people to be able to go and have a look for themselves and to be able to make a judgment. As we've all been in forests, we've all seen bush. Many of you have much experience in this region, probably more than me. I've only been here about 35 years. But anyway, my question is, how could Meander Valley Council advocate for the ending of logging on HU3A and Y? And my second question was, how could Meander Valley Council facilitate the ending of logging on HU3A and Y? Assuming that this, after you look at it, is a decision that you come to, that it would be better to have no logging in this area rather than what we've currently had. Because it's you will see when you get up there, there's been many attempts made at reseeding this area, even the hand planting, even to sending a shooter in there twice a week and shooting the native animals that are there, not introduced species, but native species. And now I believe there's an attempt to do some more clearing and put a fence up in that to try the trees, because the method of silviculture has not worked in this case. So look, I'll keep it at that. And I know they are very difficult questions, and I realise that they are probably things that you would want to consider at a time. So I don't expect any complete answer, but they are questions I would like to put to you as councillors. Thank you.
Thanks, Stuart. Jim?
Probably just one of the first points that Stuart made was around council strategic plan and the value that our community members have told us they place on the natural environment and how important it is to the area. So certainly something that our operations bear in mind, as we approach the way we go about our work and working with the community at different points in time. Your question around how could our council end logging in the area, certainly beyond our council to be able to achieve that, even if we were interested or in a position to be able to achieve that. However, I guess, Stuart, to answer your question, we can advocate to other levels of government and other industry partners around relaying the sentiment of community members. I guess I have said to the group in November that I would be willing to meet and happy to meet with you, and you can explain it further to me when we do.
Thank you. Any other questions from the floor, please? No? Okay. All right. Thank you for your questions. I will end public question time. Thank you. So I guess also for those that asked questions today, could you either email a written copy of your questions to ogm@mvc.tas.gov.au by tomorrow morning, or can you... If you have handwritten questions, can you pass them on to Anthea or Linda, who's sitting up here, so they can be included in the next agenda. Thank you. Moving on to council question time. Council questions with notice, there were none. Council questions without notice. Any council questions without notice? Council Cameron.
Yeah. Thank you. So over the Christmas break, councillors were notified of some pretty horrific and serious damage to the public toilets in Hadsden, and I just wanted to thank Matthew and the entire works team for what they did there, because my understanding is it was well over and above anything that any of us in this room could probably imagine, and not something that I would hope they're faced with in the future. But thank you. Please pass on to your team. Thank you for dealing with that as quickly as you could. I had quite a few people in the community say to me, oh my goodness, I went to the park and the toilet was closed. I can't believe what happened, what went on there. And I know that you and your team worked really hard to get them open. And I think the Lions one's not open yet. Is that correct? Do you have an ETA of when that might be back online at all? Or was the damage as bad as I'm envisaging?
Thanks, Councillor, for your support and what occurred over Christmas. Look, all three facilities are back open. I mean, some of the damage to the floors and things like that hasn't been repaired, but in terms of them being usable and available to the community, they're not what they were in terms of condition, but they're certainly available to the community. And we'll continue to work with the community and the police going forward to hopefully stop this sort of action happening within our, unfortunately, within our community facilities.
Councillor Cameron, any other questions, councillors? No, take that as a no. Thank you. Moving on to item 12. Council notices of motion. We have a notice of motion from Councillor Ben Dudman on page 16. Councillor Dudman as the mover of the motion, I gather. Do I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Temple. Councillor.
That was very quick.
Councillor Dudman as the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. As printed in the agenda, I move that one, Council notes the community concern relating to Intelli Estate, particularly its management. Two, notes that many community members have noticed a decline in the estate's upkeep and management. Three, notes that historical sites that are not managed appropriately risk decline and the destruction of history that is valuable to the community and country. And four, instructs the Mayor to write to Minister for Parks, the Honourable Nick Dygan, MLC, seeking his intervention to restore this historic site and prevent further degradation. In terms of the basis of this motion, this has been an issue that's been raised with me many times, and I know with other councillors over the past months and to a certain extent probably the last year or two. It has been noticed that not just the outside aesthetics of the estate have started to fall into a state of disrepair, but also there is a belief that the historic buildings as well are becoming more and more declining in their original upkeep and their heritage and protection. And that is, of course, a very concerning thing. Intelli Estate is a much-loved space, and it is a space of significant cultural and historical significance, not just for our state, but also for our country. Of course, it was the home of the third Premier of Tasmania, and also a frequent visitor of the site was his grandmother, Mary Ryby, who was the woman on the $20 note. It is a place that historically has had a lot of volunteers put in many, many hours, ensuring that the history of that site is kept alive, well appreciated for the community, for the state, and for our country. So it is concerning that since a lease was taken out over the property, it appears that there has been a decline in the site, and that's certainly what's being reported to me by the community. And it was on that basis that I initially wrote to Minister Madeleine Ogilvie as the Minister for Heritage, and then received a response from Minister Dygan as the Minister for Parks relating to this matter. I raised the concerns on behalf of the public and asked for his guidance and his intervention into this matter to ensure that the allegations that the property was falling into disrepair could be addressed, and if it was found to be the case, could be rectified. Unfortunately for myself and for the community, the response that I received from the Minister was subpar. It largely just noted that there was a lease over the property and that the lease was publicly available for anyone who wished to view it. I have seen the lease. I do note that there are some clauses relating to the management of the site and the need to provide upkeep. What is not clear, though, obviously, through that lease is whether the particulars are being adhered to and whether there's any oversight from our government, from parks, as to the state of the site. Obviously, as a local government entity, we don't have a lot of influence over this site, or we have none, logically. However, there is power in advocacy, and that is certainly what the community has called for. I have tried to advocate as an individual councillor and have done my best in doing so. I believe there is power in all of the councillors standing together, raising their voice on this issue through the Mayor, as a spokesperson to the council, raising these concerns on behalf of our community and ensuring that these issues can be addressed. So I do hope that councillors will support this motion today so that we can send a clear message that we, as the Meander Valley community, are concerned about this historic site and we want to ensure that it is protected for future generations, and that our history, our colonial history at this site is well protected as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Temple has a second motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank Councillor Dudman for the work he's done on this and his interest in the matter. I too read the letter, as we all did, from Minister Dygan. It's obviously factual, but it didn't give us confidence that anything was about to improve anytime soon. Councillor Dudman's mentioned many of the heritage aspects of the property. I'd just like to mention that it used to be a major tourist attraction. It used to bring people off the Bass Highway onto Meander Valley Road, and that was to the benefit of all the towns along Meander Valley Road. So if it was back to its heyday, I would think that many small businesses along the road and in those towns would have notice a distinct improvement in their operations. So yes, I support it and hope that we may see an improvement in Intelli's operation in the near future.
Thank you, Councillor. Open up for discussion, Councillors. Councillor Lyda.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, thank you, Councillor Dudman. Thank you, Councillor Temple. I support the motion. I first started hearing about this when the Garden Fest was last cancelled. There were some very distraught people over that particular incident, and that's when I started to hear about how concerned community members were about the whole state of the buildings and the gardens. I think a lot of passion and time has gone into it by volunteers, and it's the least that we can do to write and to the Minister and ask for a better response than what Councillor Dudman has already received. I spoke to a State Government MP when the Garden Fest was cancelled, and tried to do my best with advocacy then, but obviously I think it needs to go up a few notches. So I appreciate you bringing this, Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Councillor Lyda. Any other Councillor House?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I agree with all the comments that have been made. Obviously, Intelli is it's the most important historic property, and we've all got a stake in how it's maintained. I note in the response it's been mentioned that Parks and Wildlife are working with the lessee, and that's good. But also, it's important that the community, I think, remain informed about any of that progress. I think we would all like to have more certainty into the future about how that building is being maintained. And I agree with all the comments that have been made. I think as advocates, we need to be on the front foot with this particular matter.
Councillor Ellis. Councillor Sinfield.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not declaring an interest in the matter, but my interest in the matter is that my great-great-great uncle, by marriage, in fact, was Thomas Reavy, then Premier of Tasmania, so I do have a direct family connection to said property. I guess my important point, though, is that it is an incredibly important asset in our community. I'm not advocating that Council take it over, but I would hope in the letter that we write and further communication with the State Government is of an ilk that we might be able to have discussions about what is a better future for Intelli. Absolutely essential to protect the site and restore its shortcomings from a physical sense, but how this site might involve the community and what its use might be going forward. So I would urge that, and I see nothing about what's stated there that would prevent us from having that kind of discussion or commencing that kind of discussion with the government in our, what we're intending to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Councillor Cameron.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Dudman, for bringing this forward. As the other councillors have said, we have been approached by members of the community in the past, and I guess seen it ourselves. In my personal opinion, things have declined at Intelli House. And I appreciate that, that there are always two sides to every story, and sometimes I like to stick in my lane of sticking with local government. But in saying that, that's mostly because I get really annoyed when state government try and tell local government what to do. So in vice versa, I am very keen to advocate for a good outcome for Intelli, because as I said, in my personal opinion, I have seen it decline. I have looked at this lease, and from what I can understand, it began in April 2015 with 5 years, with an option to increase further 5 years, and again, a further 5 years. I would be interested to know, there's quite a big list of things that the leasee needs to achieve to in order to maintain that lease, and one of them is to achieve accreditation under the Tasmanian Industry Council, Tourism Council, and remain accredited, and according to Councillor Temple, that might not be the case. So it would be really good to have a conversation with the state government and advocate for the benefit of the community, because it certainly has been raised with me. So I appreciate you bringing it forward more formally today, Councillor Dudman.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Any other discussion, councillors? Oh, look, I can only reiterate what's been said around the table today. Thanks for bringing it. Thanks to the community members that have raised this with councils, council laws. It is an icon down there. It has been for a long, long, long time, as far back as Rodney's way back.
Rodney.
Bit of history there, so that's interesting to know. So I'm happy to support it. Any other discussion, councillors? Anything to add? Councillor Temple is the second of the motion. Councillor Dudman, have you put the motion? All those in favour, please say aye, raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. So we're moving on to planning authority reports. So in planning matters, council act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning Improvements Act 1993. In the agenda items in this section, council, when acting as a planning authority, will be referred to as a planning authority. We have the first one, which is on page 21, which is Osmarston Road, Deloraine. Do we have any speakers for this one before we move and second? I think that is no. I'll ask for a mover and a seconder for this motion, please. Councillor Cameron has a mover. Seconder, thank you. Councillor House. Councillor Cameron has the mover of the motion.
Thank you. I don't think I have a huge amount to say other than to thank everybody that has worked through this application and also to thank the representatives who took the time to write in. I understand that planning can be a bit difficult, and it doesn't always feel like that the decisions made, maybe you think that you haven't been heard, but we have taken it into great consideration. And my time looking at this, it does sort of pin down on the two performance criterias, and I feel like I'm quite satisfied with the information that's been provided and the information that's provided earlier today. Thank you. So I'm happy to support this.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Councillor House, the second motion.
Thanks, Mayor. Likewise, I'd like to thank the representatives also for voicing their concerns, their legitimate concerns, and they were well raised. Also, to the planners that have worked on this, as always, they do an enormous amount of work, some of which gets perhaps not seen, but a lot of work goes into this to give us the information that we can work on. So I've looked at, as we all have, looked at the information that's been provided to us. It's quite comprehensive. I note in particular the permit conditions relating to an amended site plan and the permit notes that should alleviate some of those issues that have been raised. I think the planners' responses, again, have been very well considered, and they've dealt with and explained those matters relative to the legislation. Perhaps that's not, perhaps it doesn't answer the questions that has been raised, but in terms of the legislation, I think the planners' responses have covered them well. So I also will support the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors, or questions of planners? No? Any questions? No. Okay. Councillor Sidbury.
I make a comment. I'll be abstaining from this matter because I have some fundamental issues with a certain element of how it was assessed, but I don't, I've addressed those previously and I don't think I need to readdress them now. And that addressing those matters in a different manner, I don't think probably would have resulted in a different outcome. But for that reason, I abstain.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion, councillors? Councillor Dudman.
I'll just briefly note that I too appreciate the concerns raised by the representatives and do always take them seriously. In response from the EHOs and from the planning staff, and thank you for your work, I do accept that this application should be approved and I will be supporting it on that basis.
Thank you. Anything to add, councillors? Questions, comments? If not, anything to add, Councillor House, is the second of the motion?
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Councillor Cameron has moved the motion.
Nothing to add.
No? OK, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye, raise your hand. Ms Johnson, Cameron, Cronshaw, Dudman, Smedley, Loader, House 4 against, Temple and Sindhuit against. Thank you. The motion is passed.
Excuse me while I do my paperwork.
Moving on to PA 260103, 1590 Mile Creek Road, Chudley, page 116. Mr Hawkins, you're up for the briefing for 3 minutes. John, please come to the 2 minutes and 30. John, I'll ring the bell so you know 2 minutes and 30 have gone.
I won't be rude. I objected to this application. I'm reading it so that it's a record. I'm going to give you all a record and I'm not going to stray from it. For the subdivision of the heritage listed Bentley, Chudley, masterminded by JDA Planning, the Chancellor of his apparently with the covert help, Heritage Tasmania and the Meander Valley Council. Bentley, one of Tasmania's finest heritage listed country houses, set in a recently restored landscape, blade creating 50 hedges and dry stone walls, with reference THR you've got. On the Tasmanian Heritage Register, Bentley is also on the Register of the National Estate and remains a national of significance to Australia through its heritage. Just discussed in Tally, which has well and truly fallen by the wayside thanks to having its curtilage. Robin Hawkins is my wife, who's very ill, owns the Tasmanian native tree arboretum to the west of Bentley, on which we cancelled 16 titles to try and preserve it into the future against logging. I'm the current 5-year leaseholder on Bentley, but had no communication or input into this planning application from the owner, yet my lease still has 1 year to run. Robin and I sold the Bentley estate to Chatsworth Enterprises in 2022 after 20 years of landscape creation and a battle with this council on most facts, including Chudley North and various others which I won't go into. Council report that all 5 rejections to this planning application raise valid concerns and objections. One of the 5 potential purchasers of Bentley considers the current proposal unacceptable. It's quite an interesting reflection. I have seen no official advice from the Heritage Tasmania or the Heritage Council regarding this development. I run both and is all to no avail. The subdivision has been progressed by resorting to multiple planning applications. The recently approved planning application, we discussed last time, I'm going to attach to this into the future when I appeal it before. Both the cultural heritage landscape and the Bentley Heritage Homestead will be adversely impacted by this destructive proposal, which leaves the important house with little or no landscape curtilage. I am going to go on because it is actually a very important matter, and I've only got about 5 paragraphs to go.
Yeah, sure, 30 seconds, yeah. John.
It's an important thing. It's not just a matter of... This is an issue not only for the residents of the Chudley Valley and the Meander Valley, but for the people of Tasmania and Australia. I have a long advocated for protection of Chudley's landscape, as Council well knows. The Meander Valley Council has a major failing in misdirection of the public. It's not adequately identified all the issues concerned in this matter. Planning application is riddled with errors and inconsistencies and is therefore irretrievably, disastrously various different subdivisions and different lot sizes and texts exist in this application. I would like to know which one the council is actually going to approve. Planning application states the land areas. I won't go into that, that's too difficult. Council, as your considerable power should be exercised thoughtfully and set wisely for the common good. I ask that you enable the Bentley estate and homestead to live on with a proper curtilage, which will allow for a respectful new owner who will enhance rather than desecrate our beautiful valley. If my sensible plan is adopted, I will withdraw my objection. If it is not, I will contest it through every court, everywhere. And in the effort to try and protect a landscape interest, I created one. Within 5 years, it will be gone. And I will lay it fairly and squarely after all my effort before this council, before the Heritage Council, which is a quango attached to a government which believes in lobbying and desecration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Now, I've got a copy of that. I'll give it to everybody. I'll leave it with the clerk if there is a clerk. Okay, we'll do that back. I want to get it apart because my wife is particularly ill, but it's very difficult.
Thank you.
And I won't even be able to stay for the boat.
Thank you.
But I hope that you think about it, Kim.
Thank you. Do we have any other speakers on this? Yeah, on just John Ayres. So you'll have 3 minutes, John, or a bit longer. So John went a bit longer, so to be fair.
I'm sure 3 minutes will be sufficient, Mayor. I thank you and the councillors for the opportunity to make this statement. My name is John Ayres, and with JDA Planning, we've lodged the application with council on behalf of the property owners. Can I say, Mr. Chairman, that you have in your documentation a response from us to the issues, the various issues which have been raised by the representors and have again been mentioned just quite recently. Can I take the opportunity to make this statement to clarify anything which may be in your mind in terms of the issues in the application? Firstly, can I say that there, and I can categorically state, that there are no errors in the application that you have before you. Importantly, whilst the subdivision is a boundary reconfiguration, not creating any new lots, respectful of those items and those matters of heritage in particular, and importantly, the proposal simply reflects the current use arrangements, those that are happening as we speak. The house itself, neatly, has no relationship, no working relationship to the farm, and so in addressing the issue of the planning scheme, we pay particular attention to the heritage elements relative to landscape, the cultural landscape, which we note most particularly the Heritage Council have determined that they have no interest. One of the reasons that we've advanced this proposal is that in advance of the application to Council, as part of the pre-submission discussions, we had regard to the issues and, of course, consulted with the Heritage Council about any concerns that they may have. So it's important to note that in every step, heritage considerations of the landscape and its importance to this area in particular, the Bentley property, we've had due regard. Now, the representations, also one point, present a potential alternative layout. Can I inform councillors that whilst a number of possibilities have been considered as part of arriving at the application you have before you presently, it was considered on the basis of advice we received, more particularly from the agricultural consultant, which reported and considered the application, that the proposal that you currently have is the best possible, in our view, in terms of meeting the planning scheme. So I trust that you will take those matters into consideration tonight, we hope that the submission that you have before you. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you, John. Any other representatives? Any other people want to speak on this one? Take that as no. Sorry. Moving on. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? Councillor Loader as a mover. Seconder, please. Councillor Dudman. Thank you. Councillor Loader as the mover of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. I think any concerns about Bentley that could diminish its heritage value should be taken really seriously. However, this development application was sent to the Tasmanian Heritage Council and they said that they have no interest. So, and, you know, that doesn't mean they're just not interested. It means they've thoroughly looked at it and they think it's not going to diminish the history of the area or affect its heritage value. So I have confidence in that and I have confidence in our planners. I think what John, the last representor, just said, it basically the change to the boundaries is going to reflect what's actually happening there. So the lot one's going to have enough land to be able to have a farming concern, and of course the balance lot has will be all farming land. So I don't have any problem with it. I did spend a lot of time looking at it, and I think for me the biggest issue is that when I drive down to Chudley and I look across at Bentley, while there's going to be a boundary adjustment, I'm not going to see any change. It's going to look the same. And in fact, I have, and especially in regard to in Tally House that we've just had a look at, and very soon we're going to be having a think about logging. We can't always keep things exactly the same if we want to preserve them and look after them for the future. And I see this subdivision as being a step to make sure Bentley is looked after into the future. It's not a great big farm that somebody might not want to own, but it's going to have a house, going to have a right-of-way, it's going to have water access. I think everything has been looked at very sensitively. I do really think about what John Hawkins has just said and the other representatives. I don't take their concerns lightly, but I think we are bound by the planner's decision here, and I do think it's a step towards looking after the property into the future.
Thank you, Councillor. Later, Councillor Dunman, seconder.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you as well to both the representatives who came today and also those who made a submission. I agree with the sentiment that Councillor Loader has expressed. It was a shame that Mr Hawkins couldn't stay for the discussion to listen to how we formed our opinions, but I'm sure he will listen back to the recording. I would make comment that threatening legal action and generally insulting councillors is never a good way to help us see your point of view. Fortunately for Mr Hawkins, emotions are devoid in planning matters, and so I've got thick skin, I won't take that to heart, and it won't affect the decision I make today. But unfortunately for Mr Hawkins, I don't agree with his sentiments. I agree with Mr Ayres and the comments that he's made that some deep and genuine and well-founded decisions have been made in terms of the best way to adjust the boundaries of this property, and I respect the rights of the property owners to create the adjustments as they see fit and as they need to. I don't agree that the adjustments will impact the heritage of the site. As Councillor Loader said, as you drive past Bentley, you won't notice a change at all. And I won't find the exact page because there's so many pages of documents here, but at one stage, I believe it was Mr Hawkins, said that showed an image of the site and said that the landscape would be desecrated by a boundary fence. Personally, I don't believe that a bit of wire and some treated pine posts are likely to desecrate the historic site. In reference to the comment that was also made about Intalli Estate and comparing the two, it is my deep belief that with Intalli, it's not the lack of curtilage or the change to it that has caused the degradation of the site, and I don't believe that's going to happen with Bentley. I understand that it is an important historical site as well. I appreciate the amount of work that Mr Hawkins and others have put into that site to make it what it is today, and I'm confident that the current owners appreciate that site as well and will do so into the future. I will ask one question of planning staff. I understand the amount of work and the assessments that have been done in terms of the heritage aspects, but broadly speaking, for the point of the record, would you be able to just broadly explain the heritage considerations that were taken into account for this application?
Through you, Mr Mayor. So upon receipt of the application, we referred it pursuant to the legislation to Heritage Council for their review. Under their legislation, they need to assess the application to determine if they want to consider that application. Now, they have undertaken their assessment, and they have communicated back to council that they have a notice of no interest in this application. And that basis was formed based on the proposed heritage works are consistent with what is eligible for a minor works approval under section 5.2 of the works guideline. So that is listed in the notice of no interest, which is attached as page 347 of the agenda item. So following the Heritage Council's notice of no interest, there is no further participation from the Heritage Council in the consideration of the application. And as part of our provisions of the planning scheme, there aren't any particular heritage standards that council will need to have regard to in considering the application.
Thank you. So in summary, Mayor, I accept the advice of the Heritage Council, and I respect our limitations in terms of, making assessments of heritage values within the planning scheme. I don't agree with the assessment that this boundary adjustment will have a negative impact on the historical aspects of the property, and I'm happy to support it today.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Open up for discussion and questions, councillors. Councillor Temple.
Mr Mayor, I'd like to respectfully disagree with comments made by a couple of the previous speakers. Whilst this change may bring no big changes in the near future, we don't know what's going to be ahead many decades from now. The thing we do know that if it's not under the one ownership, the people that own the house will have no interest in the agricultural area, and the people that have got the agricultural area will have no interest in the house. So previous speakers have said that, you know, whether it's a tree, pine fence, or I think that was to use Councillor Dutton's words, makes no difference. But if just a couple of metres the other side of that fence there were polytunnels as far as the eye could see, I think that would change the view of the property and the landscape. So that's a concern. And it's decades from now. It's not while there are good people currently owning it. It's what may happen with people of diverging interests in well into the future.
Thanks, Councillor. I could disagree with your comments as well, Councillor. I guess on the basis that if we look back to Mr Hawkins buying the property some 20-odd years ago, my understanding is he actually bought other neighbouring properties to bring Bentley back to what it may have been as a soldier settlement or whatever it may have been a long, long time ago. He's then since sold that, so therefore the new owners have come on and they've taken a slightly different direction. I guess it is up to the owners of the properties at the time. We all have bought houses and probably done some changes to them to make them hopefully better. I guess it fits within the planning scheme, as Tash has said, has been put forward. I guess we sit here with our blinkers on as planning authorities. Well, not our blinkers on, but we can't look otherwise. We have to consider what's in front of us as a planning authority. I know Mr Hawkins is potentially aggrieved with what's occurring, but the new owners have come in and they've decided to go a different way. And I guess I take that from a farming background where I've done the same and I've bought and sold and somebody else has bought mine and gone a different direction than what I've considered. So times are changing. It. Open up for any further discussion, councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
Thank you, Chair. To probably follow on from Councillor Temple, the current owner can basically attempt to put up polytunnels now, but one major difference if the boundary readjustment, call it that, occurs and there is no Part 5 agreement in relation to further housing, etc., then subject to heritage considerations, then the balanced lot could theoretically have a house right next door to the Bentley homestead, whereas at the moment you'd have to make a different, not impossible, but you'd be making a different argument because you've already got a house and curtilage and farm sheds and all the rest of it. You're effectively allowing the possibility of a replication to a greater or lesser extent of what Bentley already represents, and it could impact on heritage provisions, but that is something for the future, and it wasn't a part of the scheme that was assessed. In my view, I go back to the comments from the representative in support of this application saying that this has been done because of the significant disconnect between Bentley Homestead and the rest of the farming operation. That wouldn't have satisfied the scheme at all, so we now have a modified version that allegedly does meet the requirements, because clause 21.5.1 starts off by saying each lot must satisfy a range of criteria, not just one satisfying the farming requirements and the other one doesn't need to. Both must, and in my view it's highly subjective, discretionary, and in my view creating a block that is in no small measure, you know, 23 hectares less the significant curtilage area, is capable of farming in a proper sense when it's got no access, as I read it, in and of itself to water, etc. You know, they're relying on an easement for their domestic water supply going forward should this occur. I'm not anti a realignment happening, but I just don't think that this highly orchestrated rearrangement of boundaries in the manner that it is satisfies the criteria as I read them in that section of the planning scheme, and so for that reason I won't be able to support it. Thanks.
Councillor, I could ask Tasha as a planner to tell me whether you think Councillor Sinfield is correct in his assumption. Obviously you don't, because the plan is in front of, the recommendation is in front of us, as we said. So Councillor Sinfield is assuming, making some assumptions. Councillor General Manager.
I was just going to say, the recommendation and planner's assessment relies on the independent professional, the applicant's professional advice that was submitted with the application. So we are reliant on that advice in the assessment that's been made. Yeah.
Yep, thank you. Open up for any further discussion, councillors. Take that as no. Councillor Dudman, anything to add as seconder?
Just two brief things based on some of the discussion that has occurred. In terms of comments being made about potential future developments, whilst I appreciate the concern, we do often have this conversation at the council table, and I feel it is important to reiterate that we cannot take potential future development applications into account when deciding upon current ones. And I say potential because we are making the assumption that one day something could happen, but there's no guarantee that it will. And also, with reference to issues with Part 5 agreements, I would be happy to consider an amendment, although I'm not necessarily going to support one. However, I will note that one hasn't been received. So on that basis, as I've said before, I am comfortable with the recommendation that's been put forward today, and I will be supporting that.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Lader, as the mover of the motion, you have that. Okay, I will put the motion in. All those in favour, please raise your, say aye and raise your hand. That's Johnston, Cronshaw, Dudman, Smedley, Lader, House against. Councillor Sinfield and Temple, thank you. Motion is passed. So council no longer acts as a planning authority. Anybody that wishes to leave the chambers, please feel free to do so now. And then we'll move on to our next item. So moving on to page 350. Financial reports for the 31st of December. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Dudman. Councillor House has moved to the motion.
We're sharing the microphone. Thanks, Mayor, and thank you also to those that put these reports together. I guess, really, I'd have to say it's a pleasing result overall. Really, you'd have to say all is well, I guess. When you say revenue and expenditure is in line with expectations, that's always a plus. And I think that speaks really to a well-considered budgetary approach as well, because it's difficult to budget. I think we know how difficult it is to budget in our own lives. So well done to the finance team for some real accuracy, I think, in some of the budgeting in both revenue and expenditure. We've talked about it before, Mayor, that it's hard to be accurate when you're talking about expenditure. The cost of doing business keeps changing. It doesn't seem to go down, it seems to go up. And sometimes there have to be some adjustments made, which I think perhaps leads to the next item as well. But overall, a good result. I think if you look at all the figures there, I think one of the councillors might ask a couple of questions about something that's gone over budget, and that's fair enough. But by and large, everything has been well budgeted, and congratulations to the team that have been able to hold those within budget.
Thanks, Councillor House. Councillor Dudman, the second motion.
Thank you, Mayor and Councillor House. I wasn't necessarily going to ask the question in the end, but I feel compelled to now. But I agree with much of the sentiment. It's good to see that most items here are on budget, sometimes slightly under, and where there are some discrepancies, for example, 7656 at the Westbury Rec Ground new sprinkler system, the percentage of total budget looks scary at 180%, but in actual fact, it's a less than $10,000 total project, so it's not an insane, amount of spending for what was delivered there. The only thing that I would ask to get clarity on is on page 361, item 8108, DeLorean Caravan Park property improvements. there has been a variance of $51,743, and the percentage of total budget is at 262.71%. Just looking for a brief explanation for the public record of why there has been that change.
Director of Works, Matthew Millwood, through you, Mayor. Thanks, Councillor Dudley, for the question. The project at the Caravan Park also has a public road running through that particular facility. We've done an asphalt overlay on that public road, which was about the value of the overspend at this point in time. We decided at this point in time to charge it into the project, but typically those overlays will come out of our asphalting program and resealing program, which has a collective budget of about $1.5 million, and that work is currently in progress across the municipality. So we may decide to leave the costs in there and do some transfers later on, or we may decide to journal that out and charge it within the other budget line at a later date, which will all come before council. But that's the reason for the current overspend.
Thank you, Matthew. Any other? Thanks, Councillor Dubbin. Any other questions, councillors? No? Okay. I don't think I need to put that. I'll put the motion. And all those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to page 368, which is infrastructure services budget adjustments. Some would like to move, some would like to second. Councillor Loader, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Whitley, thank you. Councillor Loader is the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I guess you can make a budget and things change, but this is a very transparent capture of the changes that need to be made, so I'm very happy to support it, particularly because it involves footpaths.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Smedley?
Nothing further.
Great. Any discussion, councillors? Councillor Cameron?
Hi, I'm back. Yes, also what the others have said, or other councillors, but also really happy to support the disability parking on NU Bay Road, and very keen to see that progress. So, yeah, very happy to support.
Thank you, Councillor Cameron. I too am very happy to see that disability, because it's a bit hard when you're in a moon boat to get somewhere to park at times. Thank you. Anything else, councillors? If not, nothing great, Councillor Smith, Councillor Loader, nothing. Put the motion, all those in favour. That is unanimous, thank you. Moving on to page 372, which is the AGM media report. Page 16.1. It has been noted there's errors. Councillor Loader has referred to that. Opening of the meeting, thank you. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman is the mover. Seconder, Councillor Smedley, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. Happy to move this motion, and in doing so, I just wanted to express my thanks to all community members who attended the AGM, who contributed in our democracy, and who obviously participated not just in attending, but moving motions, speaking to issues that they're passionate about. It's really good to see local democracy in action that way, and I do think that the annual general meetings, at least for our council, they're not just an annual requirement, but they are something that they're worthwhile, and they ensure that our community has their voices heard directly from them, which is always positive. So,
yeah, Councillor Smedley.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll just reiterate the points that Councillor Dudman has indicated, that it's very good to see a large amount of participation in the AGM, and also the representation regarding the matters at Quamby. Thank you.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors, if there needs to be any. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does the motion include Councillor Loader's amendments?
So,
yes, it does.
Councillor Temple.
Yes, okay, I see it down there. I can't see it now. Thank you.
Yeah, Councillor Loader reached out to the Office of the General Manager and let us know if the typos need to be fixed up, so they've been reflected. What's recommended to you?
Glasses.
Very good. Stronger glasses, Councillor. Any other discussion, councillors? If it's a no, okay. Nothing to add, Councillor Smedley or Dudman on that. We'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to page 486, 16.2, the AGM notice of motion with notice considerations. Somebody like to move? Councillor Loader, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor Loader, to move the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. I note that this motion is that we have a meeting, and it is slightly different to the motion that was moved at the AGM. So Quambee Bluff is the iconic backdrop to Meander Valley, but behind this really beautiful mountain, there is this area of complete neglect. It was logged several years ago, and unfortunately every attempt to regenerate it has failed. It looks like a wasteland. It once had a beautiful, vibrant watercourse running through it, and that's gone. And I really am grateful to the Hands Off Quambee Bluff group for bringing this issue to us to consider. Yes, it's not really a council matter, but as we've said numerous times this afternoon, we are advocates for the community, and I do believe that we can do more than just say, oh, that's terrible. So I think having a meeting with the group will be really beneficial for us. We see a picture of Quambee Bluff on pretty much everything that says Meander Valley. I know driving back from the airport after being away, you come down the highway, as soon as you hit Prospect Vale, you look up and there she is. I went up River Track over the weekend, and you skirt around Quambee Bluff. It's a beautiful mountain, and while I'm not, and I'm sorry to say this, while I'm not anti-logging, I am anti just leaving it and not regenerating it. And it is really bad. It just looks like a wasteland. There are weeds. There's the plastic surrounds that have been planted, put around planted seedlings that haven't managed to thrive. Thank you. So, yes, I think it would be great if we could go for a visit, but I appreciate that this motion that I'm speaking to now is that we have a meeting with the group. And those of us who can, I really encourage you to go for a visit.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Dudman, second the motion.
Thanks, Mayor. Look, I won't reiterate the comments that I made in the item above, because they are the same comments in terms of the importance of the community sharing the issues that are important to them. I am, and I have expressed before, I'm happy to visit the mountain. I'm happy to speak with Hands Off Quambee, and I've made that clear to members previously, and I will do so again now. Whether that meeting is in an office or on the mountain, I don't mind. I'm happy to come to you, and I'm happy to support this, noting this motion and the recommendation from it here today.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, Councillors. Councillor Sindhu.
Thank you, Chair. In the interest of fullness, do we have any other information that might be useful to the community at the moment as to interactions that we might be planning in the near future that may contribute to the overall picture of where we're headed with this as a council, i.e. who we might talk to, and also the legality of going on that property as a council as opposed to individual people, if there is a difference? Could we get some flesh around those things? Because, honestly, you know what I'm flagging is, in my view, better to acknowledge all those things than find out about them.
Yep, thanks, Councillor. General Manager?
Well, logically, we can't really speak to exact details, Councillor, but logically we would speak to Sustainable Business Tasmania about their operations. We would speak to Council's Regulatory Department to see what permits are in existence and what has been proceeded with today and what potentially there is in the future to be fulfilled for any permits. But most importantly, it would be with the Quambee Bluff group that have requested the meeting around their availability, the location, I guess permission of property owners to meet on site potentially and access it around that. So, and then I guess availability of councillors and any other employees that would be coming as well. So there's just a little bit to it. I'm not trying to work around that, but I guess we need to find a time and a venue that's going to work, and so that we can get the complete picture that the group are trying to explain to us.
That answers your query, Councillor. Yeah, okay. Any other questions, queries, councillors?
Just make a quick comment.
Sure.
I think, yes, it, as Councillor Loder said, it is slightly different maybe to what was expressed at the AGM. And I do think it's important that for councillors we get the logistics of things right, get things sort of organised before we literally load us all in a four-wheel drive bus and take us up the mountain. But I just want to express that I'm definitely keen to continue the conversation. I'm just not entirely sure it will necessarily fit in the timelines that some would like to see, but very keen to just to keep talking about it, which I know we will as a council at a future date. So,
thank you. Any other councillors? Questions? Queries? Councillor House?
Thanks again, Mayor. Yes, I too support a meeting with those that have spoken with considerable passion today and at the AGM, and I thank them for making their statements so strongly. I guess just for the record, a lot of people might think that I'm not from Deloraine area, but in fact I am. I grew up on the side of Quamby Bluff. Literally, I was born and bred at Quamby Brook, and my grandparents were at Golden Valley on the other side. So, and just recently I walked up the top of Quamby Bluff. Wasn't much of a day, couldn't see anything up when I got there. But so I have a great love, as Councillor Lowe has said, I have a great love for Quamby Bluff as well. So from an advocacy point of view, I'd like us to get involved. And I know, Mayor, that you see the mountain from a different direction, but I grew up on the other side of the mountain. So I have great love for Quamby Bluff, and I'm very hopeful that we can meet and come to some, in some way help the situation. We're not quite sure how from an advocacy point of view we can, but we can't ignore it, and we shouldn't ignore it. So I'm in favour of meeting. Now, whether that be on site, I'm not too sure of the whether we can do that legally. That I don't know, Mr. Mayor. Perhaps GM might be able to speak, but I'm all in favour of a meeting with the group and thank them for their comments and their passion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor House. Any other discussion, comments, councillors? No, anything to add, Councillor Dutton, as a second, Councillor Lowder? No. I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. And on that, if somebody, your representative, would like to talk to the GM or somebody to actually lock in a date further, that will be good. Thank you. All right, moving on. If anybody wants to leave now, feel free before we continue on with the meeting. We've still got a bit more to go through. Thanks for coming, obviously. Moving on, page 488, annual plan, quarter two performance. Moving on. Moving on, Senator. Sorry, I'm a little. Councillor Dutton. Second, thank you, Councillor Cameron.
Honestly, I'm shocked that everyone left before this because it's, in my opinion, the most exciting part of the meeting, and that's obviously why Lucy's still sticking around. But what is good to see from this report is obviously the large amount of work that's being undertaken, but the amount of work that's happening to our schedule too. I mean, in this, I think I'm right in saying there's only two items that have been deferred, both for sound reasons. So it shows that we are achieving a high level of work with thanks to our staff, but also achieving a sustainable level of work as well. We're not in a situation where we've got many different ideas going forward but no way of getting them delivered. We're walking the balance between ensuring we are getting results for our community and for this council, and ensuring that we can do it in a way that is able to continue well into the future. So my thanks for the staff, to the staff for this report, but also for the work that they're doing to ensure that we keep making our community more vibrant and brighter.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
You said everything, Councillor Dutton, but honestly, you look at this list and there's a huge amount of work in there, and it's, as Councillor Dutton said, there were only two that weren't progressing for good reason, and I just hope that all of the staff understand how grateful we are for everything they do. I mean, it's just one line item here on a piece of paper, but knowing the work that goes in the background is huge, and yeah, I think this document speaks for itself. So well done to everybody, and looking forward to the next one. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cameron. Any future toilets or barbecues planned, or are you happy
big,
with what
big
you...
fan, obviously, but I'll save those for another conversation.
Just thought I'd ask. I won't ask the council later about footpaths. Okay. Open up for discussion, councillors. Anything to add? No? Yeah, I think totally good work. Absolutely good work. I mean, we sit here as councillors, as a figureheads of council. We meet once once a month for a meeting, once a month for a workshop, and all the work happens elsewhere. So congratulations and thank you, General Manager, and the staff, obviously. It's very good, very good. Anything else, Ed? No? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you.
They're all right.
I'll come back.
Moving on to page 502, Community Grants and Sponsorship Funding in Round 3. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor House, you did put your hand up, I think. Yeah, Councillor Smedley Just. Councillor House is moving the motion.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. It is an honour to be on the Grants Committee. On Thursday coming, we will recognise many within our community who volunteer and give so willingly of their time and energy, and this grants and sponsorship approach adds extra support and encouragement to all those people. I recommend the proposed grants as outlined to fellow councillors and thank all those that have nominated, and thank Nate and Amy and fellow councillors who are on the committee. I want to make also special mention of the 11 individual sponsorships representing our municipality and state in various sporting endeavours, and wish them success on behalf of the council and also the residents. And it's great that we can provide some support for all of them as well. So more than happy to support it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Smedley.
Yes, I'm also happy to support those. We had a good discussion, I had an opportunity to attend, which was good. Lots of good community initiative there, so happy to support these also. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I agree with Councillor House and Councillor Smedley. It is a wonderful committee to be part of, and I think the staff do a great job in keeping us on track, because, yeah, there were some really good projects to discuss this last time around. Particularly, I'm excited about the Deloraine Table Tennis Club's unique way of getting out in the community and building community, encouraging people to get together and get active. And also too, I would like to wish all the individual sports people all the best. We've even got some international representations this time around. So yes, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. So Jim, we actually increased the budget this year from 100 to 150, is that correct? And it looks like we've got 67,000 remaining for rounds 3 and 4. It's good, which is a great to have there that we can give out to our community. So, and to the councillors and the team that sit there and go through the applications that come in, thank you. And I think the calibre of applications that come in is getting probably more and more or better and better, I suppose, for the want of a better term. But it's really good to see, really heartening to see that we actually are helping our people that are out there wanting to put their hand up. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, nothing, Councillor Smedley or Councillor House? No. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. That is unanimous for the councillors that are here. Thank you.
John.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthea.
Thanks, Dave. 16.5, page 509, NTDC Corporation. Would you like to move? Somebody, Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder, Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mayor. I am happy to support this. I will note that in my formative years on council, I have been critical of NTDC and have expressed those views both here and with NTDC. Fortunately, I have seen an improvement in the relationship between this council and the work that NTDC is doing, and so I am more than happy to support our I suppose, furthering the membership agreement with them. I believe that they have headed in the right direction in the advocacy work they do and the delivery for our community, and I'm more than happy to support re-signing today.
Yes, Councillor House, it's seconded the motion.
Yes, thanks, Mayor. I think it's important also that we remain members. Again, we need to be, every year, we need to be checking whether we are getting value for money, that's for sure. Probably at the risk of going off on a bit of a tangent, Mr. Mayor, just indulge me for a moment. I don't often go on a tangent, but I think it's really important to sort of note what's happening in Northern Tasmania. Personally, I'm very optimistic about the future of Northern Tasmania, I've got to say. And tourism will play a key role in highlighting and building on what we've already got here. And we need to ensure, I think, that we can leverage off what's coming. And I'm giving some examples if I can. the new spirits, when they do come, will bring additional people, vehicles, campers into the area. They'll be going through here. They'll be going through the northwest coast. I think we've got to be ready for that. And you know, that's going to be important. A couple of other examples. The Country Club Casino is building an outstanding golf course and a completed world-class facility with their driving range. That's bringing a lot of people in. Again, how we leverage off that right throughout the community, not just in Launceston, not just in Prospect, but all the way through the Meander Valley and beyond. And certainly last but not least, and I'm quite pleased to see in the paper the other day that already investment is starting to happen in Launceston. And I think the Tassie Devils football team. Now it's a thing. It's a certainty. It will not only bring a large number of visitors to Launceston when games are held here. In the first year, they are likely to be held predominantly in Launceston. It's already driving investment in Launceston. I know that to be a fact. And this will, I think, follow on to various regions. So I think there's much to look forward to. And maybe it's time now with NTDC that we can really start to, I guess, increase the cohesion up north so that we all get some value on what I think is likely to be a very strong period up north.
Thanks, Councillor House.
Yeah, I agree. I think in my time on Meander Valley Council, I've always said that we are stronger having one voice in the north rather than Breakaday, Flinders, Georgetown, Launceston, us, Northern Midlands, West Tamar and Dorset. We are far stronger to be one voice and putting that together. And they are doing a good job, man. There are times when they haven't done a good job. But we have to make them accountable. It's our ratepayers money that we are giving them. We expect things to come back in the Meander Valley, as some do. And to Councillor House's point there, we will see things happen going forward. So it might be a while before the spirits kick in, but we won't go down that path. But okay, anything else to add, councillors? No? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous again. Thank you very much. But motion to close the meeting. Somebody like to move? Councillor Dudman and Councillor Cameron. Thank you. Just doing the paper. All those for, say aye, raise your hand. That's unanimous. Thank you. Meeting closed. No, it hasn't closed. Sorry.